Welcome to Roots Runners Rhizomes, Health and Healing from the Underground. I'm Sarah Faulkner.
And I'm Lauren Jambroni.
This show is dedicated to exploring healing and wellness from a liberatory perspective, critiquing top-down systems and institutions.
Instead, we look up and around from below and alongside the way roots and rhizomes grow.
Our show has not been evaluated by the FDA or any licensing body, and our intention is not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
By providing discussion, critique, and information from a variety of viewpoints, we hope you will feel more empowered, informed, and resourced as you explore your own options for self-care and working with different practitioners and providers.
So, hey everybody, today's a call-in show, and I hope you'll forgive us a few of our minor technical difficulties and awkwardnesses right now that we're going through. So, call us up, 518-828-0290. Any questions or comments you have that you've been dying to ask us all along, topics you'd like to see future shows devoted to, stuff like that. But yeah. Lauren and I have some questions, too, just to maybe stimulate you right now. So, yeah. Lauren, you want to read a couple of those?
Sure.
Things we'd like to hear from you?
Yeah. So what we want to talk to you guys about, other than the things that you want to talk to us about, are questions like, what does a healthy community look like to you? And how do you define self-care? What other questions do we have, Sarah?
What does accessing healthcare look like to you? And how would you like to see that change from how it is now?
Yeah.
What's your first aid kit at home look like, or what kinds of things do you like to have on hand
right.
for yourself and your family and friends?
Right. What kind of weeds you should keep in your backyard or your garden that might be of use to you?
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, that's totally. So yeah, give us a call at 518-828-0290. Let's talk. Let's talk about these things.
Well, just because it's first on my list in no particular order. Lauren, what's your first aid kit look like? Do you have a first aid kit, or
yeah.
is that how you even think about stuff?
Yeah, well, so my first aid kit, I tend to have some stuff laying around at home, but then I pack specific stuff if I'm like going on a trip or traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And my first aid kit tends to have stuff for like acute situations, mm-hmm. as well as emotional first aid. So I bring things like, if I'm traveling, I'll bring things like a wound spray and some like all purpose salve. Wound spray, I make herbal medicine, so it's this is what I'm talking about, like a wound spray if I cut myself, and salve to help like heal that wound. And I'll take
can you say what's in that?
Oh, sure. The first aid spray is, let's see if I can remember, it's probably like propolis, plantain, golden seal, yarrow. And the all-purpose salve is calendula, comfrey, coconut oil, olive oil, beeswax, sometimes lavender essential oil. It's mm-hmm. nice and antimicrobial. And I'll take stuff. I'll take a formula for helping me sleep if I have trouble sleeping. Sometimes that happens when I travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I always take immune builders. So sometimes that's like emergency packets or mm-hmm. a bulb of garlic,
mm-hmm.
And maybe some echinacea and elderberry, some like astragalus tea. And then I often take something for stress and anxiety, like more emotional first aid stuff, mm-hmm. things that feel protective of my spirit and my mind and my heart, and help to like a milky oats or lemon balm, mm-hmm. nettles, things that nourish me and help me relax if I'm feeling stressed in the moment. At other times I bring activated charcoal, which is something that's great for pulling out infection from a wound.
Mm-hmm.
You can also take it internally. It mm-hmm. helps to pull out microbes if you are traveling and you come across some terrible stomach funky. Band-aids, things like that. Sometimes like a little Tiger Balm and some sometimes some aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
Just for those real bad headache situations. I think that's, yeah, that's that.
Awesome.
Yeah. What about you? What do you take?
Hmm.
Take along, carry along with you.
When I travel, I like to take a probiotic that doesn't need to be refrigerated. Especially when I traveled in Nepal for a month, I had friends who'd been there before said they'd had really good results. So I started using the probiotic before I traveled, and then I took that every day.
Nice.
And I also bring activated charcoal because that's so useful for so many. I've used it on like bee stings too to draw like the poison out.
Cool.
Or venom. So those are real useful, real portable things that don't spoil or anything. You can usually go through customs with them too because they're not liquids, which is handy. Let's see. I always have elderberry extract at home and maitake mushroom. I'm a big fan of
nice
mushroom extract for immune building and general kinds of whenever I'm just feeling a little run down. And milky oak green tops, really good too. Band-aids, yeah band-aids are useful. What else? Traveling is. I also really enjoy sometimes when I'm traveling to see what's around me and recognize plants.
Yeah.
Like plantain. I've had little cuts and scrapes before that I found plantain in Vancouver, Canada. I remember once falling off my bike and there was some plantain and chickweed that I put right on.
Nice.
That's kind of awesome too, to recognize old plant friends. Lauren, did you not make a first aid kit also for some other folks as a project? Is that part of your Etsy apothecary?
I did put some first aid stuff in the Etsy apothecary. Good job, Etsy, for taking care of yourself. And I've made, people have asked me to make little on the road apothecaries mm-hmm. or little first aid kits for loved ones or friends that they knew that were going on like a long trip or mm-hmm. traveling for a while. And hopefully I'll be making one soon to have this summer at the Hudson Farmers Market. I really want to make a first aid kit for folks.
Nice.
And yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say too, I use a lot of homeopathy in my first aid kit. I use arnica, and then there's a compound remedy that has the commercial name Traumeal, but it's got good combination of arnica and Bellis perennis and Symphytum and some other remedies I find that really effective for kind of aches and pains and minor injuries.
Nice.
Let's see.
Well, so I like this idea of like concepts, you know, just talking right now the concept of a first aid kit, which means kind of protecting yourself, like having something physically on hand to always be like a tool, like, right, you know,
right.
A tool to keep yourself well and keep yourself protected. So, and we talked about that in both like physical first aid form and emotional first aid form. And so maybe we could, or maybe I could ask you or callers, if you want to call in 518-828-0290, let's define self-care. What is self-care? That word gets used a lot.
It's interesting too that we started off with first aid kit because recently someone in my household had a cut while he was preparing some food and using a knife. And I realized that over the years, a couple of people have given me like commercially prepared first aid kits, and it was really interesting. I was like rifling through them looking for the appropriate bandaging, and it was really interesting to see one of them had like a thermal blanket, and I mean it was practically survival, you know, like heavy duty sort of butterfly bandages and diarrhea medicine and kind of all this, and then the other one was kind of just band-aids and topical, you know, antibiotics. So but it also made me realize it's such a you know, we have these first aid kits for quote unquote emergency situations, mm-hmm. but those, thank goodness, don't happen nearly as often as like day to day things. And like,
right.
just the whole idea of making a non-hystericized self-care kit, not first aid emergency, you know, like right. the kits we have, they have like red crosses all over them and all this stuff, but
right.
like making a little kit for right. everyday use.
Like a self-care kit.
Yeah.
What would be in yours?
Well, you know, my biggest self-care practice is exercise. Mm. So that doesn't fit in a box usually, but,
maybe your like gym locker key or something.
Yeah. Or a reminder, you know, I'm also big on lists because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm feeling poorly, I just can't think clearly enough yeah. about what makes me feel good. And so making a list actually of simple things to do. The herbalist Susan Weed, in one of her books, I forget which one, I really enjoy her approach to experiencing dis-ease or lack of wellness. The order of things to do, number one is do nothing
uh-huh.
and just wait for a second and just settle down. And then number two, I think, is drink a glass of water, which so, right. you know, my list, I think, would probably start with those two.
Right.
And then number three maybe would be, what did I eat? Do I need to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Number four, maybe, you know, do you need to move? Do you need to breathe? Do you need to stretch? Real basic body things. Mm-hmm. And I would do all of those before starting to think about, oh, do I need to ingest some herbs or...
Right. I like that.
What would you put in your self-care kit?
Well, I think what you were just saying makes me think about how with herbs or other kind of non-conventional or allopathic medicine
mm-hmm.
is that it's all about, well, at least with herbs, it's all about nourishment,
mm-hmm.
you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we're always like, right, treating the emergency situation, what's in the first aid kit. But yeah, thinking about like nourishment on a daily level so that our body systems are like many different body systems are getting the minerals and nutrients and hydration and goodness that they need to keep working in proper order
mm-hmm.
amidst all the stressors that we face every day, environmentally or physically or mentally. Biologically. So my self-care kit, thinking about it in those terms, would be nettle tea for sure, tons of iron and vitamins and minerals. It'd also be an immune building tonic of some kind, like astragalus and reishi, maitake. I like Eleuthero. I have my immune system tends to get weakened pretty easily, so mm-hmm. I always like to lately I've been drinking like a chaga chai that I've been making, which has been keeping me pretty well. Yeah, I think those things would be in my daily self-care kit for sure.
And here's a related question. So lots of folks even who do a healing or wellness practice and are able to help others, we all, I think, find challenges and struggles taking care of ourselves. Can you identify maybe some situations that maybe keep you from taking care of yourself? Because some people tell me they find it's really useful to be proactive. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like say they're going to visit a family member that they have a complicated relationship with and they feel that maybe puts them off balance a little bit, so they'll prepare for that proactively. So
right.
it'd be interesting to hear if there's some situations, or you know, a lot of people, the quote-unquote holidays, the winter holidays,
right.
the Judeo-Christian based winter holidays, you know, people get stressed out and get sick a lot around that time of the year. Are right. there any things that you kind of prepare for besides say taking a trip or an emergency that
right. Good question. I try to, when I know I'm gonna have a particularly busy week with work and school and other things that I have to tend to, I try to find some time right before that period of time is going to happen to cook a lot of food that I could then keep in the refrigerator or freeze mm-hmm. so that during my busy time I don't have to worry about cooking and whether or not there's food ready. I also do that with teas. Or I'll make a big batch of tea that I can keep in the fridge, or I'll make myself an immune tincture and a formula for stress and anxiety. So I try to plan for those because those are great. Mm-hmm. You know, that time is great to just like take care of yourself ahead of time so that when you're in the thick of it and working really hard, it's mm-hmm. very easy to support yourself. And so sometimes I'll do that and I'll get in a great routine and then the work piles up or things that I have to do pile up and I can kind of get swallowed by that and forget to take my teas or mm-hmm. eat the foods or and then I have to stop and refocus. But I feel like that's probably when I try to prepare for myself the most these days. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
What about you?
Oh, I'm not a very good preparer. So I think for me, self-care is like letting go of, oh yeah, you didn't plan for that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's funny. I'm actually a very organized person in many ways, and I plan for other people, but for myself, I'm very kind of, but I also enjoy spontaneity, so that's part of it too.
Well, that brings up an interesting thing when you said you may not be as good as planning for yourself as you are for other people. That makes me think of another question that we were mm-hmm. putting out there about what does a healthy community look like? Because sometimes it's really nice when you can engage in healthcare practices that go beyond yourself.
Yes. Oh, and let me just also butt in here and remind listeners, and we may very well be technically incompetent and you may be calling in, but if please call 518-828-0290 to answer any of these questions we're posing. So Lauren Gimbroni and I are talking here about what does a healthy community look like to you and to us. So what does a healthy community look like to me?
Yeah.
That's a really good question. And also I'd have to say defining community, like there's kind of circle of immediate family and friends. And that's really great to have different people covering different bases for self-care too. Maybe the things where we find challenges in or just want to rest in someone else who can say, oh, here comes a call. Now, hang on 1 second.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
Hello, WGXC. Awesome. So I'm going to put you on hold.
Great. So we have someone calling in who wants to talk to us, so everyone out there, just hang on for 1 second. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Great. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you? Who are we talking to today?
This is Chase.
Hey, Chase.
How's it going?
Hi. How you doing?
Thanks for coming.
Good. Yeah, I'm enjoying your show. And I was thinking that y'all needed some callers, and this was an interesting thing to talk about, so I might as well say hey and tell you what I think about community health or
my
healthy community. And I was just hearing y'all talk about families.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've been really appreciative of lately is my housemates, my little community of home here in Hudson. I live with two awesome ladies who and a gentleman, but he's been away for a little bit. But we are, I think, like really good at figuring out how to take care of each other in moments of stress or moments of sickness. Like, I don't know, sometimes if one of us is feeling down, we'll be like make a special dinner and like prepare for that moment, knowing like we're getting through each other's days and cycles and stuff, and it's just been a really like healthy and healing place to live. that has been an important part of my healthy community, I guess.
That's exciting. So what kinds of things have you guys, can you share some details on ways that you've cared for and been cared for?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's as simple as, like, you know, you come home and you, like, need to talk. We were talking recently about, like, my housemate said I was making a budget of her, like, daily expenditures, and one of the ways she was thinking about it, because none of us are making very much money,
mm-hmm.
was things that she didn't have to pay for. And one of them was the help of, like, not to pay for a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a counselor, because she has these, like, amazing friends who are always interested in talking about what she's thinking about and, like, giving her a lot of time. And I think I feel the same way. I come home, and sometimes you're not feeling good, and there's someone to talk to.
That's great.
Also, like, you know, a nice soup when, like, a ginger lemon soup when someone's sick.
Nice.
Oh, that's so great.
Get my Herbco medicine cabinet. Always. Nice. All that's left in our house.
Oh, yay.
That's so great, though. I mean, it's so important to be able to, you know, even if, so you said that you have these housemates that are incredibly generous and tuned into each other and keyed into each other, who value checking in on one another and themselves and offering okay. care to each other. I mean, that's so great. And do you feel like you're able to access that even, say if all your housemates were away? Does that kind of community care extend beyond your front porch in your life? Or are there things that you're lacking that you wish that this community had more of in order to get that?
Like the Hudson community at
right.
large. Yeah.
Right, right. Thanks, yeah.
Well, I guess I keep thinking of it in like a, you know, sometimes I feel really grateful just to, like, walk out on the street in this town and see faces that I know and I'm happy to see.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not, I don't know. I haven't been, like, getting a lot of medical care in the community. More conventional medical care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have health insurance. But I keep on thinking it in, like, a person-to-person kind of way. And I'm sure that there are things that I'm not thinking of that I do wish I had, but I'm also focusing on how nice it is to be in a small town where I feel like I do have community, and that is a healing feeling to me.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. That's awesome. That's such a good point to remember, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Should we ask her how do you define self care? That was another question we were talking about.
Right.
If you want to answer.
No, I was actually talking about this recently with another friend, and I think I define it often as like, life gets busy, you are rushing around, you get stressed out, you forget to take a moment, and one of the things that is most important for me, I think, is, like, a slowdown, a reconnect, a time period to, like, write my journal or write, like, the list that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Just recollect, have some teas and, like, set an intention of caring for yourself.
Nice.
And, when I'm like feeling a little bit sick, that mm-hmm. would be like having a Lauren call me this winter, which has changed my life, to chop up some garlic, put a little olive oil on it. I guess the oil, like, I forget, maybe Lauren can say exactly what it does, but I put a little oil, honey, and salt on garlic. And I also make like a ginger tea. And at the beginning of the feeling of sickness, which I've been trying to avoid so much this winter, I'll have like a whole, sometimes I go overboard, maybe I have too much garlic.
No such thing.
That's my like go-to way to prevent, tickly throat kind of feeling.
Awesome.
Good job.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. Nice. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, do you have any suggestions or things you'd like to see, topics you'd like to see future shows devoted to? And then, you know, Lauren and I also do Skillshares in the warmer seasons of the year. So if there's any topics you'd like to see kind of for that.
I'm always very interested in sexual health conversations.
Mm-hmm. And, great.
Women's, like, reproductive health conversations as well. Those are things that are on my particular list, but...
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, and if you you and any others out there have ideas as you think about that and stew on that, you guys can email us at rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com.
Or you can also visit the Facebook page and post or call us anytime during our show.
Cool. Thanks, Chase.
Thanks so much. Do you have anything else you want to add? Or?
No, I don't think so.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Thanks so much. Have a great
day.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Cool. That was totally cool.
Yeah, and we've had on our list of topics for future shows sexual health for some time now, so that we'll definitely be covering in the future.
Yeah, we got to get on that. Well, thanks, Chase, for calling in. It's really neat to hear how people are thinking about what keeps them well. And so Chase was talking a lot about her homies or individuals within this community that she feels really connected to or close with.
Yeah, and health as not just an individual state, but something that we do and experience in community.
Right. That rules. Well, so maybe we should just plug our next show.
Yeah, because we're actually just about out of time now.
About out of time.
So it's March.
It'll be the third Monday. It's always the third Monday of every month from 3 to 3:30. And so,
what does that mean?
Yeah, we didn't write it down. It's the third Monday in March at 3 o'clock. And as always, send us an email, rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com, or visit our Facebook page. And I think we're gonna round out the hour with a track from an album called Healing Mantras by Thomas Ashley Ferrand. I'm sorry, that's the track name. What's the album?
I'm not sure.
Oh, the album name is also Healing Mantras. And this is a little track where he explains a little bit about healing mantras. He comes from a variety of traditions, Hindu and Buddhist mostly. Mm. So we'll leave you with that, and we'll see you in a month. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, take good care, y'all.
Health problems are something that all of us face from time to time. Mantras for healing work in two ways. One, they optimize the energy within, and the mantras themselves can begin to promote the healing process. Secondly, they can begin to direct us to the proper course or method of healing, which may exist in traditional medicine. So while mantras can directly help us heal, at the same time they are not a substitute for conventional medical care. Most healing mantras are general in nature. The first one is for the celestial physician or the celestial healer. And the mantra is Om Shri Dhan Van Tre Namaha. Syllable by syllable. Om. Shri. Dhan. Van. Tre. Na. Ma. Ha. Om Shri. Dhan. Van. Tre. Namaha. To begin the process of healing and to be attracted to the proper path for healing. Chant along with me. Om Shri Dhan.